Our first reading is the last part of the Psalm 96. Say among the nations, Yehovah reigns. The world is also established. It shall not be moved. He will make judgment for the peoples and with uprightness. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea thunder and its fullness, and let the field triumph and all that is therein. Let all the trees of the forest sing aloud before Yehovah, for he comes. For he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world with justice and the peoples with his faithfulness. And we read further, chapter 4 in the book of Revelation. After these things I saw, and behold, a door opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as of a trumpet speaking with me and said, Come up hither, and I will show thee the things which must be hereafter. And straightway I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in the heaven, and one sitting on the throne. And he who sat was in appearance like a jasper and a sardius stone. And there was a rainbow around about the throne, in appearance like an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 elders, and upon the thrones 24 elders, sitting arrayed in white garments, and they had on their head golden crowns. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunders and voices. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like crystal. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne there were four animals, full of eyes in front and behind. And the first animal was like a lion, and the second animal like a calf, and the third animal having the face of a man, and the fourth animal was like a flying eagle. And the four animals, each one by itself, had six wings round it, and they were full of eyes within, and they had no rest day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and who is to come. And when the animals gave glory and honor and thanks to him who sat upon the throne, who lives for ages of ages, the 24 elders fell down before him who sat on the throne and adored him who lives for ages of ages and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and by thy will they are and were created. And we read two explanations about the rainbow of emerald around the throne. The first from the Apocalypse Revealed. And there was a rainbow round about the throne, an appearance like an emerald, signifies the appearance of the same also around the Lord. And in the spiritual world, there appear rainbows of many kinds. They appear of various colors on the earth, and they appear of one color. Here of one color, because it is said like an emerald. This appearance round about the Lord was because it is surrounding the Lord is from his divine love and at the same time his divine wisdom, which when it is represented in the heavens, appears in the celestial kingdom red like a ruby, in the spiritual kingdom blue like a lapis lazuli, and in the natural kingdom green like the emerald, everywhere with ineffable splendor and radiance. And the second explanation, it was from the Apocalypse Explained. And a rainbow is around the throne, an aspect like an emerald, signifies the appearance of divine truth in the heavens around the Lord. This is evident from the signification of a rainbow in aspect like an emerald, as denoting the appearance of divine truth in its circumference. For a rainbow around the throne signifies divine truth all around. In aspect means appearance. And the appearance was like an emerald, because it had reference to the last judgment. For the color of this stone is green, and green signifies truth obscured. Divine truth in its brightness appears either of the color of heaven or in various colors in beautiful order like a rainbow, but when obscured, it appears the color of an emerald. The heaven was obscured was the heaven that is called the former heaven, on which judgment was to be executed, and which was about to perish. On this account, a rainbow around the throne, like an emerald, is mentioned. And to explain why it was green, and what was happening at the time, we read in the Acarna Celestia, the evil of the most ancient church, which existed before the flood, as well as that of the ancient church after the flood, and also that of the Jewish church, and subsequently the evil of the new church or the church of the Gentiles after the coming of the Lord, and also that of the church of the present day, was and is that they do not believe the Lord or the Word, but themselves and their own senses. Hence there is no faith, and where there is no faith, there is no love of the neighbor. Consequently, all is false and evil. At this day, however, it is much worse than at former times, because men can now confirm the unbelief by the senses of scientifics unknown to the ancients, and this has given birth to the indescribable degree of darkness. If men knew how great is the darkness from this cause, they would be astounded. Amen.